This is Patrick.
Well, I'm doing good. I made a trip to quick trip to Columbia and back today, and met my our daughter, one of our daughters down there, and gave her back her son, our grandson. She met us there. She lives in Somerville, and we'd had him for a couple of days, and we're glad to see him. They used to live in the area, so yeah, we miss seeing him. We don't get to see him as much as we used to.
Had to spend some time with him. It's a good thing that he's not too far away.
8 years old, and we got out and threw the baseball some, and I might have thrown a little bit too hard a couple of times. he was using an old glove, and probably just the padding was gone, and he wouldn't catch it in the pocket sometimes, and he'd shake his hand, and I told him I was sorry, so I tried to put a little arch on it, you know, instead of throwing it straight in. But boy, he's got an arm. I think he's got the potential to be a pitcher, because you know, I would take a catcher's stance, and he could just throw it right in, like for a strike. Real accurate.
Means he's got some good hand-eye coordination.
I'm pretty good. I think they're still playing coach's pitch right now, but next year he'll move up. I guess it's Little League, and but he's doing a great job, I tell you, batting and fielding the ball. They're playing him all over the infield. I'm not sure where he'll wind up, but it'll be interesting to see.
Gets to play there, and he'll learn what position he likes and which one he doesn't. So maybe he'll pick what he wants and get to be able to do that.
And just a side note, the sun was shining in Columbia. Boy, it was pretty down there. I tell you what you been up to today?
Driving around selling a few tools.
I'm sure you've seen this tool. I wish I could tell you the name of it, but I've seen it. I watch Power Nation on Discovery Plus, and all they do is build engines. And they advertise tools. I think they're a Matco sponsors them. Oh, man, they got my road blocked off. What am I going to do here? That ain't going to work. Well, maybe they don't. Here we go. Anyway, it looks like, it's kind of like a rivet gun, but it puts a metal thing down in the, whatever you're, like, piece of wood or whatever you're working on, metal, sheet metal, and then you can run a screw into that. And do you know what that tool's called?
Insert tool.
One of those.
I'm one in the trailer right now. Remember, my tool truck got hit, so I can't carry everything with me. But yeah, I do have some, I believe.
No, you can't have everything. It's just like, can you imagine? Can you imagine a dealership carrying every part for every car? How big that room would have to be?
There's rooms that have to be the size of counties and states.
They've got it all. I know when I was at John Finger Mazda, they came up with a program, and it would tell them what parts to keep in stock, the ones that were moving, and then the other ones they would send back if they didn't sell within a certain period of time. I think it was about a week, and that way they had the stuff on the shelf that was that was moving, and had it readily available. Anything else, you had to special order.
Dealerships have that. They'll have they'll want to at least flip their stock or turn their stock at least twice to three times, sometimes four times a year, on a minimum. So they don't want inventory just sitting there, because that's wasted money. And you know, it's the same thing for tool guys. You know, we don't want to tie up a bunch of money in tools that are going to sit on a truck for a year and never get used.
Makes sense. So, if you sold many of those, tell me the name of that tool again.
It's putting a nut cert in, so they call them nut certs, tools.
To be able to remember that, because I'm a nut, so nut cert. Oh, me. Like my dad used to say, you're as nutty as a fruitcake. But anyway, okay. Do you sell many of those, or is that more of a woodworking tool, or what?
God, it is a pretty common tool now for body shops, because a lot of your panels are held on with those, and your roof rack, that kind of stuff, your accessories are held on with nut certs.
Ask you how much it is over there, but I'm sure they're not giving it away.
So which one you want? If you want the hand tool or the one that does it by air? There's a couple different ones, but I will tell you, if you have a smartphone, whether an iPhone or Android, you can go download the Matco Tools app, and it will give you a price in there.
I'll just do that. Yeah, I've got an iPhone, so I'll just download the Matco app and look up the, is my phone ringing? Yes, it is. Ah, it's the phone. That's funny. It's the pharmacy. I'm headed. Hang on a second.
CES.
Drew, how are you this afternoon? KO4 HKX here. Patrick.
How are you, Patrick?
This day is close to being over with.
On myself. I've gone, I think his name's Dave. I swear I can't remember names. But, the nut runners or whatnot. Yeah, we definitely use those at work.
Use them now because it's so easy to put stuff together without welding it or, you know, through nut and bolt. I have to say 7-3s. I got customers coming at me. This is KO4 HKX. Clear. I'll holler at you in a few minutes.
4CM.
4CBA.
4CF. Patrick said you had to step away in, customer.
No, let's see. Tell me your name again.
Drew.
What's been up to today?
Usual work, and now on my way home. Sit and relax for a little while.
Well, I'm sitting in the drive-through line at the pharmacy.
We use similar tools where it's like a rivet, and it's threaded on the inside, and we use those at the plant, BMW. Run a rivet down, and then somebody later on will attach a part and shoot a screw through it.
4CPA.
CEF.
The repeater, okay.
Went missing for a little while, but yeah, you're sounding good.
I'm in the drive-thru line here at Memorial Hospital, and It's a little scratchy.
A lot of RFI for drive-through stuff.
About buildings here, and on three sides, three of the four sides, and I wasn't sure how I was making it.
No, but if you wouldn't have told me, I mean, you sound like you're hitting the repeater just fine, full quieting.
So, excuse me, so what have you been up to today?
I'm trying to put the fires out and keep everything under control.
Is that a literal fire or a metaphorical fire?
Metaphorical people-related fires. I work at BMW, so my employees miss something. I gotta put the fire out, basically.
A lot of that in one of the jobs that I had. Anytime you have people involved, you're gonna have fires. Hang on just a second. I'm at the window here. KB4CPA.
VHM monitoring. 4CF, go ahead.
CPA.
CF, there was somebody else who was in there. I don't know if they wasn't in the repeater that last transmission or what.
Throughout their call. Maybe they may have their volume turned down.
Weird moment. We were talking and I unkeyed and I already heard somebody talking. And I realized it was somebody on 2-meter simplex. Not used to that at all.
Since that happens sometimes.
Thing I ever hear around here is usually like photo activation.
WHM. I was having technical difficulties there for a few minutes. Sorry about that.
And there's another breaker in there. Go ahead. Hey, well, Andrew, are you still in there?
Still here. We had the other guy that was having the technical difficulties. Did he ever go?
He said that he was having, had technical difficulties. It sounded like past tense, but he might have been talking about right now. I don't know. And I can't remember his call. KV4CBA.
Me neither. I'm horrible trying to remember calls really quick.
You doubled with him. There's a kilo mic, four, I believe, something. On, you must be transmitting on 6-1, and, because you're not keying up the repeater, I don't hear the beep after you unkey. Downtown here at Augusta, just crossed Augusta. I'm on Church Street, headed northeast. So, you must be somewhere within a few mile radius of this area. Well, I was just at the hospital. Okay, I'm about to lose you, though. You're right on the fringe. You need to figure out your shift there and put that on a negative shift for your, you know, so when you key up, it'll key up, it'll transmit on 146.010. Could you hear him?
I'm on the other side of Spartanburg, up towards the north part of Spartanburg, so he's hitting you simplex. I'm definitely not near that.
HKX, I'm back, guys.
Okay, was that Patrick?
Well, it's Dave.
Competition going down the road, snap phone. Big old Snap-on truck just drove, just met me on Church Street here, going the other way.
Everywhere. Oh, well.
I think there's enough text to go around, and if it was like a lot of the texts I had the balance with several trucks that I was paying, you know, weekly, and so. But I'll have to remember that nut insert tool there. Zebra is like something that'd be handy to have around.
Handy when you're just doing some metal work and don't have a welder or access to it, you can drill a small hole, put that in there and bolt it together.
In use, and it just looks like a fantastic tool to have. I mean, I don't do a lot of work on cars anymore, mostly mine or my motorcycle or my daughter and my son-in-law, they have a car apiece, so sometimes they need something, and, you know, I'll try to help them out when I can, but, that's about all I do. The mother-in-law, she usually takes hers to the dealership, though. She likes for me to go, because every time I go with her, they get her bill wrong, and they're overcharging her. And, you know, I'll say, what's this for? And they'll say, oh, well, yeah, I'm not sure. And they'll wind up taking it off.
Why shops do that, and it gives us all a bad name. I hated that when I was turning wrenches, the service riders doing that. And then the customer comes down and asks me what this is, and I have to tell them I have no clue.
Hey, they didn't let the customers back in our area. I had one guy, he was a teenager, and of course he didn't know anything about cars, so he just had to trust what I was telling him. But I wouldn't lie to anybody, you know, when I was working on their car. But that was really about the only customer I had to deal with. The rest of them, service riders dealt with them, and so that's part of their job.
Dealt with contractors and other business owners, so because I was doing diesel work on their trucks, so service riders didn't know how to answer their questions.
Well, if that was the case, they would come back and ask me, and then you know, go back to the customer and then tell them. So that was the way they usually went. At least most of the time.
Down the other side of the radio is hitting the Mount Mitchell repeater.
Just reprogram my 2 meter 440 rig here, and I had it out of the car the other day because I was taking it to Ford Place. I had a check engine light, they had to look at it, and I just don't like to leave the radio in there. I'm afraid somebody's going to play with it or something, you know. And, but my, the 440 side, I may just be on the wrong VFO. I haven't stopped long enough to look at it. I guess I need to, when I get home, I guess I need to figure it out. I'm sure it's just, I just need to push a button. But, anyway. But I can't get it in the right VFO mode, because I tried to key it a little bit ago, and it didn't, you know, the offset didn't work, so I knew something was wrong.
¶¶
mistake early on. Mine's got two VFOs on it, and I accidentally keyed up on the wrong frequency, and another ham sent me a nice little letter from that. But, Andrew, you still in there?
Can you hear me? I am in the backyard, actually, now on my AC. I had to let my dogs out.
Hear you, but you got some static with you.
Those conversations, you get your DMR in?
Sure, I did not. Not real happy with that, how that went down so far. You don't tell me it's in stock and then you can't deliver on it. It's going to be next week, is what they're telling me.
EEE, good afternoon.
Go for EEE.
The order wouldn't happen to be a 878 from Old Bridgecom, would it?
Roger that, it would.
I had the same problem. And then I had problems with, I don't mean to scare you away from it, because after I got my bugs worked out, it's been a great radio so far. But I had to send mine back after about 3 weeks of arguing with them, telling them I had no audio for a new radio with his son.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, don't tell me it's in stock and then you can't deliver on something and take my money. You're quick to do that, but then you don't want to give me the product, so I'm not happy about that at all. Copy any of that. You're breaking up really bad. You're even losing a repeater. Listen, Andrew, sometime next week, hopefully I'll have it.
Just curious to see how you feel about it. So far, it's been all right. You know, the PRC hasn't been active as I thought it would, but it is active. But hey, don't feel bad about it. Different mind. I ordered a phase thing for HF from MFJ back in either December or January, and it's still on back order.
Thing, if you tell me that going up front, you know, it's going to be a while. It's on back order, and this is how we're going to have to handle it. I'm fine with that. Hey, trust me, I know I'm dealing with back orders myself, but I don't take the customer's money until I can deliver a product.
Benny.
You did.
Well, like I said, my 878 Plus, I've liked it after I got it all together and going and whatnot, but it took me about 2 weeks to get mine.
Ordered the bundle, the radio and the SkyBridge, and it's supposed to be pre-programmed with everything because I knew absolutely nothing about DMR. I was trying to find out, and this kept coming up. And they were the only ones that offer, you know, the plug or code plug to put in it. So I figured this would be a good way to learn and figure it out from there.
I want to say this about a code plug. It is simple. It is simple. You got to do a couple of times and write a couple of codes. But after you get, you know, about 10 or 15 put in, you're good to go.
Been having problems with his also, so he might need some help.
Hotspot side, just that, I don't know, I'm trying to connect to the PRC, but I give up on that. I can hit the Spartanburg repeater, and that's where I leave it, so it's just monitoring those channels, that's it.
So there, we didn't mean to run you off.
Listen, I don't know much about DMR, so I was sitting there hoping I could learn something.
What's A73's to you? This is KO4 HKX. I'm going to have to go in and deal with customers here, so I'll talk to you in a little while.
Hope they buy you out. Clean the shells off.
73, David's good talking to you. Patrick, good luck, and I don't know the other gentleman's name, but hopefully y'all have a great evening. I don't know if we're going to get some bad weather this evening or not, but this is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Praise to all, and I'm going to turn in to Wally Mart here and pick up a couple of items, and hopefully I can get out for under $100. But talk to you later, KV4CVA.
KO4EE73s to the two of y'all. Good catching you for just a split second there. Have fun at Walmart. Maybe they won't take both legs this time. 73s to y'all, and have a good evening.